not that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty.
What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today I'm coming at you with another Monday motivation. But let's be clear, today's just no regular Monday motivation. Today is Martin's Monday motivation, Dr. Martin, to be specific. Today, I was just thinking, and it brought me to a time where I was hanging out with one of my good friends, and this particular gentleman, we started speaking around the same time. You all know how it is. Like, when you get into something, like, you have that friend where both of y'all tried out for the basketball team at the same time, or both of y'all were dating the same girl, but dating a girl, and then, you know, you dated the friend, or vice versa. Ladies, you know, where you had a boyfriend, then you had a best friend who dated his best friend. And it was that type of situation, but me and this gentleman got into speaking around the same time. We even had the same coach, right? So then it got to the point where this thing, we started getting serious about speaking. Then he was like, hey, Jay, I'm going to start coming to your house 5:00 in the morning. And this was before I even started waking up at 4. He was like, hey, I'm going to come to your house at 5 in the morning. We're going to go. We're going to practice. We're going to really get into this speaking thing. We're going to take the speaking thing serious. And I was like, yeah. Let's do it. And then he would come over, and I would be halfway asleep, and then I'd just wake up, and then we had just practiced speaking, and we got really good at speaking. But then it got to the point where he was like, man, Jay, hey, man, you're really good at this. And I was like, man, I appreciate it, but I didn't think I was that great. And he was like, no, Jay. He was like, look, you're going to be the best motivational speaker, right? And then I'm going to be second. Wait, what? No, he said, you're going to be the best, and I'm going to be second. And now, as I take a moment, and today, as we unpack on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, this day of remembrance, and we begin to unpack this focus of having a dream, right? And we talk about having a dream, but outside of that, I want to talk about just like he chose to be second. Because, man, just really quick, let's be real. How many people show up to work to say, well, I'm going to, no, I don't need the raise. I'm going to take just enough. No. I'm going to run the race, right? But you don't have to worry about giving me the gold medal. You don't have to worry about giving me the trophy, because I'm just going to take second place. Wait, what? Man, Dr. Martin Luther King's wife was asked, this is Miss Coretta Scott King, she was asked after, would you consider getting remarried again? She said, I would if the Lord led me to. However, I don't think I will ever find a man as passionate as Martin, but I wouldn't expect anyone to live up to his high standard. Man, today on Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday, I want to talk to you about not accepting second place. Like, what? When this dude told me I would accept second and you can be first, I was like, bruh, should we even be friends anymore? Because I don't even know if that makes sense. I don't want to run with people who want to roll over and just lay to being second place. Like, that doesn't make sense. Why would you? Who wakes up and says, I want the silver medal? Who says, I want to lose in the Super Bowl? Who says, I want to let you take the first place? I'm not even going to compete. Don't worry about it. No. I can't live for that. So on today, on Martin Luther King's birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King, he would not stand for this. What do you mean? And then later, as the lesson goes on, this gentleman actually ended up later blocking me. And then later, me and him, like, we don't even see eye to eye anymore. I don't even actually know where he actually is. I hope he's still doing well. But this gentleman, like, and we started out together. Bruh, like, we had the same workload together. We were doing the same thing in this speaking field. We had different target audiences. Our message weren't even necessarily the same. But then I began to realize, I know why he wanted to accept second place. Then I began to realize that maybe that just like for you all, that there's some people in your life who are coming around and saying they'll be second just so they can pick up the scraps from your table. You got people running around trying to see what they can glean, see what they can take, and see what they can learn from you so ultimately they can use it selfishly for themselves. Today, I have a dream. Just like Dr. Martin, but my dream's a little bit different because I want to let you all know that if you think that there's anybody around you looming around, hanging around, trying to just maybe get some of your goodness so that they can use it selfishly for themselves, you might want to do yourself and them a favor and go ahead and just cut your losses. Because at one point I was hurt. I was like, man, I thought we were boys. I thought we were cool. Like, I thought this was my guy. And then I later realized, nah, he was never my guy. He was just trying to hang around to see what he can get. He was trying to see how he can come up. How many of you have seen that in your lives? Like, you have people around and you think that these are your legitimate friends. You think that these people are with you for the long haul because, you know, y'all played on the basketball team together. Y'all hung out together. Y'all practice together, but then you later realize that, nah, they were just in it for what they can get, right? So, friends, today I want to challenge you. First and foremost, I don't want you to accept being second, because if you're accepting being second, then you're not saying that you can be a successor. And I know each and every person whose ears I have for this podcast currently, I know that you're not second best. I refuse to believe that. I don't even want you to think that. You are not second best. You're not second best. So stop settling. You're settling in your life right now, and you need to come up because you have the ability, you have the talent, you have the gift, and you have all the qualities that you need to be first in your life. In the Bible, it says we're wonderfully and fearfully made. A different version says we're uniquely made. So that lets you know that you don't have to compete against anybody. You're competing against yourself to be the best you. I did a video like 2 years ago. It was entitled You Versus You. So you decide what you want to achieve in your life and go out and go get it. Why not? Why not? The tagline on this podcast is speak your success, believe in your greatness to create the life and business of your dreams. Not my dreams, not your mama's dreams, not your daddy's dreams, not nobody else. It's about you. So I want you, I'm getting excited. So I want you today to go out. If you're relaxing, relax, but take some time to begin to conceptualize your ideas, conceptualize your thoughts, and see what's your next move. Because friends, I can tell you, y'all are rocking with me on the podcast. I appreciate you all rocking with me, but you all have seen the movements that I've done. You've seen things that I've been able to do, and I'm not special. You can do the same things that I've done. Let's be real. That's why I started doing the consulting, because I want to let people know that it's tangible. You can do the things that I read books now. I wasn't reading books before. Now I'm applying that information, and now I'm seeing it benefit me because I'm able to add more value to you all, and I'm able to add more value to different audiences that I speak to whenever I go to speak to colleges and universities. So, Usa, calm down, John. Slow down, John. You're getting excited. You're getting a little happy. Whew, breathe. So, friends, I'm gonna go ahead and log it out right here. But I don't want you to settle. Anybody in any relationship that you're in, if you have a potential partner who is trying to tear you down, I don't want you to settle. If you have a parent who is tearing you down, I don't want you to settle. I want you to strive for the biggest and the greatest you that you possibly can be. Knock down those goals this year. Knock down those dreams this year. And if you're not able to knock them down, begin to chip away at them. Begin to chip away. Begin. Chip, 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 chip. Because if you swing an axe, eventually that tree is going to fall. So friends, like I said, I think I got so passionate today because Dr. Martin would want us to strive for greatness. Dr. King would want us to strive to be our best selves. But even outside of that, I got all this work. I got worked up and I got all this energy because I'm passionate about this. Like, I don't want nobody to be their biggest regret. I don't want nobody to look back over their life and they're sitting on their deathbed and they look to the left and they look to the right. And on one side, they have their dreams. But they're like, but you never tried to achieve me. On the other side, you have uncompleted goals saying, but you started, but you never finished. And then you have just a sea of people saying, you could have freed me with your story. You could have freed me with your gift. You could have helped me get to the next level in my life, but instead you settled. Don't get caught slipping, my friends. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, reminding you that I have a dream. And it's not to come in second place and nothing in my life. So I don't want that for you either. Successors, speak your success. Believe in your greatness. And continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?